Welcome to this episode of the Joe Homebuyer Success Profiles podcast. Today, we're privileged to talk with Alexis Terry, who is a Joe Homebuyer franchisee in Virginia Beach, Virginia. It's an absolute honor to have her on the podcast today. She recently joined the franchise. She's been doing flips, and earlier this year in 2025, she joined the franchise, came out to the annual conference, and attended training recently as well. So it's an absolute honor to have Alexis here to talk about her experiences so far with Joe Homebuyer. So Alexis, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, James, for having me today. I really appreciate the honor to be on the podcast.
You bet. Well, I know that you've done a lot of flips. You did a lot of flips last year, about 37 flips last year with a partner of yours. And you kind of heard about Joe Homebuyer through some different things. I want to talk to you about your background, how you got into flips and how you started doing that initially. And then we'll talk about Joe Homebuyer franchise as well. But talk about your background in flipping and how you got into that business originally and maybe even what you did prior to doing flips.
Yeah. So I guess we'll start from square one, right? So back in the day when I was in high school, I was a senior in high school and I wanted to get into real estate after high school. I knew I wasn't going to go to college. That wasn't a thing for me. Never been like a great student. I'm dyslexic and school was just not fun. So what I decided was, all right, I'm going to go to real estate school at nighttime. So, you know, by the time I graduate high school, I can start doing real estate. Well, plans never go according to plan. I went to night school during my senior year of high school. Got 2 weeks from graduating the class and found out you had to have your high school diploma or your GED to get your real estate license. And I was like, well, I'm not dropping out of my senior year to get my real estate license. So I kind of just, you know, finished the course out, but I couldn't take the test. And then fast forward, graduated high school. And again, I'm not a great study person. So it took me a little bit to pass my real estate license test just because I wasn't great at studying and started working in jewelry and really liked that. So I was in sales, but I was selling diamonds opposed to houses. And then fast forward, my dad had always been like a serial entrepreneur and he had like a meat packaging business, an ice company, and he was flipping houses at the time. And I was around 20 years old and I just got my license at 20 and my dad got really sick one day. And then he ended up getting put into like a medically induced coma, unfortunately. And we live in Virginia. And so they airlifted him to Johns Hopkins, which is in Maryland. And so didn't know what was going on with him. And, you know, my mom went with him because, you know, she needed to be with her husband. And so I stayed home to take care of my two younger siblings, which one was in middle school, one was in elementary school, and the three businesses that my dad had. So I learned really quick how to take payroll for three companies and run fix and flips. And I had my dad's phone and would shadow my dad on days I wasn't at the jewelry store just to like figure out, you know, everything that he did, because I tend to take a lot after my dad with the entrepreneurial side of things. And then my emotional side and my personal stuff is like my mom. So I always joke and say I have like the best parts of both my parents. but I still have plenty of issues myself I need to work on, but that's a different story for a different day. But yeah, so long story short, I had been with my dad a little bit on his jobs and met some of his people. But if you're an investor and you've done any type of fix and flips or in any type of real estate, like you stop, your business stops. And so my dad was down for the count and it stopped. And so I was trying to figure out how to keep the lights on at the house, payroll, all the companies moving and figuring out the flips. And he was also doing them with a partner at the time. And his partner, you know, does large volume. And he was like, well, my dad's name is David. And he was like, either, you know, David will die and I'll take the houses back and we'll deal with it then, or David will get better and he'll fix them when he gets better. And so he wasn't really worried about it. But I was like, no, I'm going to try to figure it out. So I did them. I called up his partner one day after I figured they were done. And I was like, hey, like, you know, these probably aren't perfect, but come take a look at them and see what you think. Like, you know, I'm sure there's something that needs to be fixed, but come take a look. So he comes out, takes a look, and he's like, hey, like, you know, you seem like you have a knack for this. Do you want me to like really teach you how to do it? And I was like, heck yeah, like out of all the businesses and everything I've done, like, I don't feel like I'm working. This is actually fun to me. And so he took me under his wing from that point onward. And I never looked back. Like at that point, I started working for him and he kind of taught me all the tricks of the trade. And for like, I shadowed like some of his main people, his project managers for like 6 months or so. And then he just like gave me a house one day and he said, all right, fix it. And I was like, I don't have a crew. He's like, well, you have to find a crew. And I was like, oh, okay, I can do that. And then I was like, I don't know how much all this stuff costs. And he's like, figure it out. And, you know, I had some people that I could like bounce some stuff off of, but being a 20-year-old little girl in a man's world of fix and flips, and, you know, I think the youngest guy was like in his like mid-40s, they didn't want to deal with me. And they were all nice, of course, but it's just a different dynamic, we'll say. And I was definitely looked at as like, why is she here? And, you know, like, what are you doing here kind of thing. So there was like a lot of adversity you had to overcome, and just, I definitely didn't have any upper hands, we'll say that, and had to really figure things out. But I refused to give up. And there were plenty of days where I just like, why am I here? What am I doing? Like, this is not like for me. But I'm stubborn and I loved it. And so I'm like, no, I'm going to figure this out. And I just kept working, you know, definitely wasn't perfect at it, but I just kept going and kept trying to figure it out and refused to let somebody tell me that I couldn't do something. And then it got to the point where my partner like had enough faith in me. He's like, hey, if you find the deals, I'll buy them with my money. And then you rehab them and manage them with your money. And then we'll split them as joint ventures. And then that's what we've been doing ever since. So I still do project management for him, but then I also bring deals to the table and we split profits that way. So that's kind of what I've been doing for almost a decade now. And it's been a whirlwind, but I wouldn't change any part of it. And it's made me a better, stronger person. And, entrepreneur, to say the least.
How many flips do you think you've done over the last decade?
I don't know, like probably like close to like 170-ish.
No, that's very impressive. And just in the last year, you did 37, right? In the last year,
yeah,
you've done,
yeah, right around flips. That number. Yeah,
that's awesome. Well, congratulations on your success with that. Now, let's talk about Joe Homebuyer a little bit. How did Joe Homebuyer come into the picture, and how did you hear about Joe Homebuyer initially? And then, and you and I started talking about it a little bit, but talk about that process a little bit. What attracted you to Joe Homebuyer and why you felt like it'd be a good fit to what you're already doing in your existing business?
Absolutely. So sure enough, I came in contact with Joe Homebuyer from another Joe. So I'm in the Virginia Beach, Virginia area, Hampton Roads, and I came in contact with Terry Sweat, who is a Richmond franchise owner in Virginia. And so my partner does minimal work up in Richmond area. And he's like, hey, I'm opening up like some Richmond stuff. If you get any deals, like, please send them my way. And so, of course, like, always trying to give back to my partner, because I feel like, you know, he just has done so much for me. And I was like, absolutely. Like, you know, I felt like I got fairly good at trying to find deals through wholesalers. And so I was like, I'll find a wholesaler up in Richmond. And I found Terry. And so got in contact with him, called on one of his deals, actually. And Terry's just like such an amazing guy. And he's so outgoing, and I feel like I could talk to him for hours. And got to talking with him about what I do currently. And, you know, really 2024, I took the year, like that was like my biggest year that I'd ever done with flips. And it came with different challenges that I wasn't used to. In 23, 24, I really started ramping up a lot more, but I actually had a car accident in 2023 that kind of set me back a lot. And someone hit my car and like flipped me multiple times really bad, like head injury, back neck, and it messed up like cognitive functions for me. And still to this day, like not fully right, but we don't give up. But so when I was growing my flip business, I was just dealing with a lot of the head injury stuff and trying to expand my business. I kept getting very frustrated and dealing with contractors on volume, really handholding, babysitting, finding new ones, vetting them. It's a lot of work. And I was just like, I love flipping, but I'm starting to get frustrated with it. And it's now starting to feel like a job, and I didn't like that. And so I was like, how can I, and I've been doing it for a while, right? So I was like, it's time for me to open up another business. And like, you know, they say the average, you know, millionaire has 7 streams of income or something like that. Don't quote me, but it's multiple streams, right? And so I was like, you know, I think I've got a good grip on the flipping. Like, how can I diversify and try to, you know, make my money work for me, that kind of thing. And I was like, well, you know, would love the rental idea. I tried some rentals. I have some rentals, but scalability and quick wise for me, I was just like, I came across the whole wholesale idea, because I can help my fix and flip business, but I can also get in and out of a property, aka a contract, a lot quicker than I can with a fix and flip. And I'm always like constantly just looking for that next flip. And it's like, if I don't have that next flip, then I don't have anything down the pipeline. So I was like, opposed to always depending on wholesalers and getting outbid on other people and things like that, I was like, I'll become the wholesaler. I mean, I see these guys making stupid, crazy assignment fees. And I'm just like, man, some of these guys are making the same amount of money on the assignment as I am as on the flip. And it's taken me 4 months to flip it, and all this extra money and risk and time and headaches. And I'm just like, if don't hate the player, join the game. And so that's where I came to and told Terry like what I had been trying to do, and was working with a local investor or local wholesaler, and love her to death, and she was trying to teach me some of the things. But you know, when somebody else is teaching you, you kind of are stuck with their timelines and their availability. And I just, you know, once I commit to do something, I'm like, I'm gonna do it, and I need to be able to like go all the way in. And so I needed to have the knowledge, and like I needed everything at my fingertips to be able to use it when I wanted to use it. So if I wanted to work till 2 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday night, I need to be able to do that. And it's hard to do that when you're depending on another person. So becoming a part of Joe Homebuyer, you guys have all the amazing platforms and community, Facebook groups, and the training, can't say that enough. And it just seemed like such a good fit. When I was telling Terry like that I was working with a local wholesaler, he just mentioned about how he was a part of Joe and everything they had to offer. And I was like, all right, I'm interested. Let me talk to these people. And then that's when I actually talked with you, James. And I think you called me that same day, actually. And we talked probably for like, I don't know, 30 minutes to an hour, and just kept going through the vetting process. And it just kept sounding more and more intriguing. And I was like, yeah, like this is something that I really need in my life to really propel my business. And we actually talked about this on Cody's call yesterday of the synergy, and you can go further faster with a group and using your people in your community opposed to going slower and by yourself as like a lone wolf. Like, you know, that may work for some people, but I am a true believer in the going further faster mindset than being a lone wolf.
Sure. Well, one question I want to ask you about, I mean, obviously we went through a series of presentations and discussed this. You had a chance to go to a bunch of validation calls or listen to recordings of some of those. What was it ultimately you think that drew you to Joe Homebuyer? Because this is one of the questions people typically ask. You're obviously a successful investor. You've been doing this for a while. A lot of people look at what Joe Homebuyer does and say, why would I want to be a part of a franchise? Why would I want to be a part of a training organization where they pay, I pay a royalty for them, the support I'm getting? What was your attraction to Joe Homebuyer? And how would you respond to somebody who says, I'm already a successful investor, why would I want to be a part of what you guys are doing?
You guys are the best at what you do. I mean, that's the simplest form I can put it. Because again, like, did I need help with flipping, quote unquote? No, not necessarily. There's always room for improvement. But like, you know, again, like you said, I've been successful. I've got the tools in my tool belt. But the wholesaling, even if you are a developed wholesaler already, the tips and tricks that you guys have, like your ninja skills, as I'll call it, they're so unique. And like, people will sit there and say that, you know, wholesaling is all the same. And I'm like, well, it is, but it isn't at the same time, because with the way technology is and marketing constantly changes, you're not like a wholesaling company. You are a marketing company. And just the community alone, being a part of the Joe community, it had opened my eyes to so many different marketing platforms, and people have already tried certain things. So you're not going through that trial and error phase necessarily. I mean, there's always going to be some of that to a point, because again, different markets, different things work and things change, trends change. But again, it's that whole aspect of being a part of something and talking with everybody and getting those extra skill sets that aren't necessarily out there, you haven't heard before. And it just made so much more sense for me to join a part of something that has a proven model. You have over like 80 franchise locations. Like, it's working. People are making really, really good money and helping a lot of people out there. And that was another thing, like with Joe, just everyone really seemed like a genuine, like good heart. Like, they wanted to make sure it was a good fit for them. They wanted to make sure it was a good fit for me. And you don't see that a lot in like corporate world. And it's usually always about the money and just like, yeah, the bottom dollar. And at Joe, it didn't seem like that. They really seem like they care about their people, and they are choosy with who they bring into the company and make sure that we're all along like the same lines, mindset wise. And we truly are brand ambassadors. And the community is just, I can't stress enough that the community is just awesome. You are the average of the five people you hang out with. And I like to brag to say that I was accepted into the Joe community, because it's just an honor, because everyone else is so cool. And it was awesome to think that they were cool enough that I would be cool enough to be a part of the Joe community.
Sure. We had a chance to talk with Mark a little bit too, and Cody, and you had a really unique experience, because you actually joined the franchise, and then like a day or two later, you actually came out to the annual conference in San Diego. Talk about that experience, what that was like to get, you talked about the community and just getting a chance to be around the other Joe Homebuyer franchisees. What was that like to go to San Diego and see them, meet them, and kind of just see what Joe Homebuyer's building and put together there for that conference that they had there?
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a whirlwind. I mean, I literally sent my money for the franchise and hopped on a plane a couple hours later because I was lucky in the fact of signing up for the time that it was the annual conference was scheduled. So I had known about it a couple weeks, but I was still trying to make my decision. And once I did, it literally was like, okay, I'm getting on this plane. Let's go. And full send, I had only talked to Mark, you, a couple other people, I think, but not very many. Like I said, I met Terry. And I just got fully immersed. And it was really cool because of the breakdown of how the conference is set up. And it forces you to meet new people in the conference. And everyone's just super welcoming. And like, again, I went out there by myself. I had nobody else with me and didn't feel lonely or scared or intimidated one bit at all. It was just everyone was so welcoming and bringing you in and teaching you and like, oh my gosh, like, what do you do? How can we help you? And it was awesome. And then the speakers out there, I mean, this was only my first conference and I can't wait for next year's, but the speakers that they had this year were really great. And I've heard the years prior to were awesome. And it just, you know, gives you that amped up, fired, like kick in the butt that you need to be like, all right, let's do this.
Right. And, right. Yeah.
Yeah. You see all the other successful people and you're like, all right, if they can do it, I can do it too. So that was cool.
Sure. Plus you had a chance to meet people like Jerry Norton and Brent Daniels and, you know, Pace Morby and others that were there, which was cool. So yeah, that's awesome.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, then after that, you actually had a chance to come out to training recently. Just a couple of weeks ago, you came out to training and got to have that in-person training in Utah. But I'd love to have you talk about the onboarding process a little bit, about what it's like to be welcomed into Joe Homebuyer, be a part of what we're doing, and then also come out to training and talk about that experience you had for the 4 days of training you were there. And I believe you actually did like a workshop after that about how to do flips and stuff like that too. So I'd love to get your input on that as well. But first, let's talk about the onboarding process and what it was like to be welcomed into the Joe Homebuyer franchise and be a part of the in-person training.
Yeah, so I had been to California and I had a lot going on in my personal life. Like we already had some trips planned for personal. So it was literally like California, home for a week, Iceland, get engaged for 8 days and then home for a week and then come out to Utah for training. So it was a lot of things going on at one time, and it's, you know, wouldn't trade it for the world. But the in-person training in Utah was such a game changer for me because it was seeing like real life how the wholesaling side goes. I have such an amount of experience on the back end of like once the property is under contract and they're doing the dispo. Because I've been to plenty of property walkthroughs or property inspections, you know, to look at the property to buy as a flip. But seeing everything beforehand and just getting the script, and you know, even though you don't want to follow them as scripts, it's more of like a guideline, and it really helps teach you good structure and just good practices. And you do role playing that, you know, especially if you're doing this business on yourself by yourself, like you can't do it at home, you know, by yourself. So they have so many different things, the accelerator group, and there's just literally like if you come into Joe Homebuyer and you say like you can't do it, it's a you thing, not a them thing, because there's so much training at your fingertips that's just given to you left and right. And that's what you need. And that's what, you know, really truly provides a lot of value to buying into the franchise outside of just the community. It's literally the training and everything that they give you. It was really cool because they went through everything. And yeah, it's just the in-person training was a great experience, to say the least.
Yeah, and you mentioned you just got engaged, so we don't want to pass over that too much. You just got engaged recently, and your fiance actually came with you to the training too. He's going to be helping you build a business together.
Yeah.
What was his perspective of the training? I know you kind of joined the franchise before he got involved in the deal. I know you guys talked about it a lot because we discussed that too. But
right.
What was his experience like in the training? What were you guys, now that you're kind of doing this together, what is your perspective on that as well?
Absolutely, yeah. So he actually like quit his job right after we got back from Iceland. And the first week of Utah training was his first week as an entrepreneur. So it was perfect timing for us, actually. And it was good so he could really see the model of it, because he doesn't have the sale experience or the rehab experience that I do in the fix and flips. He comes from a completely different background. So it was very eye-opening for him. And he really saw a lot of value in it because there was no real estate previously. So that was perfect for him. And, you know, working together, you know, it's only been a few weeks since training in Utah. But yeah, that's definitely helped him. And because we were doing cold calling beforehand, but just little small tweaks. And there was another guy at training with us, and he had already been doing wholesaling prior to joining Joe, but he saw the value and, you know, what he could do. And he told me that he was just by changing one like sentence that he does in his normal like spiel to a seller, he was making more on almost every single assignment deal just by one sentence change. And it's like, he's like, that alone has just been worth the value of joining Joe.
Right, sure.
So it's like, that's little awesome. Things like that you never would think that would possibly happen. And it's like, oh no, it can. Something so small can really change everything about your business in all the best ways.
I love that. And you guys had a chance to be there. Well, is there anything specific about the training where you learned from Zarius or from Taylor or from Mark or anybody else there at the training that really stuck out to you as something that really will change your business going forward on the wholesaling side as well as the flipping side as you grow your business going forward?
Yeah, I need to be Zarius. I
He's
just need
very
to
talented.
Upload Zarius's brain into mine and learn to talk like how he does. And every day of my life will be easy. That man is so talented. I mean, everyone there is so talented, but just like hearing Zarius on calls with sellers, I'm just like, oh my gosh, you literally speak magic into the air. He's just so smooth and seamless, and literally want to clone him and just be him. So that's a goal, and I'm just trying to learn from him. And like, he was probably like the most valuable little nugget that I took away from trading, just watching him and David also, for sure, just because that's where I struggle with mostly, is talking to the sellers immediately on negotiations and price, because I get uncomfortable talking about price and stuff when they kick back and they're just so calm, cool, and collected. And yeah, seeing that in real life opposed to like me being like a squirrel brain, I'm always like, this is, as you've probably been able to tell on this call,
well,
I'm learning to slow down.
Yeah, but it's so great to just learn the language patterns, what to say, the framework, how to have the conversation with the seller too is so valuable, because once you learn that, it transforms everything about how you run the business for sure. So
absolutely.
100%. Yeah, great perspective. Yeah. Well, now you've already done your first deal as well, which is congratulations on that too. You have your first wholesale deal. I think you're closing on today, aren't you? You're finishing
it. I'm assigning it today.
Assigning,
yeah,
today?
my
cool.
my buyer's supposed to be signing the contract today. I just have to
cool.
waiting for him to sign it. So yeah, it'll be great.
That's...
This one was sent to me as a referral, which was really cool, because I looked at flipping it myself, but I'm like, no, I'd rather like much rather assign it. I have like 10 or 11 deals going right now. Just, I'm overwhelmed. And again, I bought into this franchise to start being a wholesaler as well. So I was like, this is a perfect opportunity. And it's not going to be like a home run deal for us. Again, there was no marketing expense. There was no expenses. It was a referral. So I'll take it. And again, I probably could have did better in my negotiations. There's things that I look back and take away from, and I'll be like, okay, I do this better next time. And, but I started this talking with the seller before I went to training in Utah. So,
oh, cool.
There was, I couldn't backtrack but so much. And then so it's good. It's really good. And it's nice to get the first one hopefully under the belt and hopefully have it close. And there were some little uniquenesses to it and all that jazz. But yeah, no, it's, I'm glad I was able to find a buyer for it, because it was like definitely in the outskirts of my area, like my hub zone, as you would say. It's like an hour outside of the city, and not very many people want to like go out there. People do flip out there and have investment property, but it's a fewer and far between, and there's not very great comps. And, you know, there's just a lot of things to it that made it a little bit of a unique deal. So I was still happy to find a buyer for it, and hopefully they sign today. They say they're signing it. So
that's exciting. Well, very good. Congratulations on that. Well,
thank
what
you.
About the ongoing support you receive from Joe Homebuyer, like with David and with Taylor and with other coaches you have support you with Zarius? What has your experience been like overall with the ongoing support you receive from Joe Homebuyer? You mentioned some ongoing Zoom trainings and things like that. For someone who's listening to this, what encouragement do you give them about why Joe Homebuyer would help encourage them and support them as they're working on deals and doing that as well?
Yeah. So with the onboarding and everything, I think Taylor and I have only been able to have like one call so far, and I think we're having our second one today because of spring break and, you know, people's like, it's been a whirlwind, as I said earlier.
Sure.
So, but with the accelerator group with David, that's like amazing. It's difficult to get to like every meeting because, again, I have another business that I'm running, but Anthony's really been able to get on there a lot more this week, and
provide the training and, you know, doing it through Zoom and do the role playing, and you can ask questions. Cause if you're doing calls every day, like you should, calling sellers, you know, and then when you go into your accelerator group, your breakout meeting, it's like, okay, well, when you're doing role play, you can pretend to be your seller and how they acted and like, how do you can like bounce things off and be, okay, David, you have way more experience than me. How would you have handled my seller? And I'm going to act just like my seller. So it's really cool to see those, like, it's helpful to get over the, those little hurdles, basically.
Right, for sure. You also were talking about after the 4-day training was over, you had a chance to do a little class on how to do flips and stuff like that. Talk about that a little bit and what you learned from that experience and what other franchisees told you they got out of that class from you.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. I felt honored that they wanted me to speak on it, and a lot of the Utah Joes came out, and it was really sweet for them to come out and support me. I really appreciate that, and I hope I was able to provide value to them. You know, kind of just did a crash course of, all right, you asked me questions, what do you need help with? And we went in, and I think it was able to people change some people's perspectives on how they run their rehabs, and opposed to letting their contractors tell them what the rehab is, like they need to get better at like knowing their numbers and tell the contractor like what they can pay, and just the overall structure of running jobs, attention to detail, things like that. We really like dove into that, those kind of things that they were all doing a little differently, or some of them were doing differently.
Well, I really appreciate taking time out of your day to share your story with us here. Just in conclusion, what advice would you give to someone who's listening to this about why they should be a part of the Joe Homebuyer family and join the Joe Homebuyer franchise?
Absolutely. Even so, if you're already an established investor, whether it's in wholesaling or fix and flips or any other like form of real estate, it's definitely valuable. Just the network alone and seeing the best practices of the trade, which programs to use, what not to use, talking with other people, seeing what's working for other people in similar markets or different markets. And it just, it really changes your perspective on a lot of things, and you just have so much help. And I'm definitely a person who's used to doing everything on their own, but it's very beneficial having the network to be able to reach out to. And it just, again, I think I know for a fact I wouldn't have been able to go. Like I said, it's only been a couple of weeks and I already have my first deal. So just the overall structure of things, it's just awesome. Like, it's so hard to explain why until you just are, you're immersed in it, because there's so sure. many different things. It's hard to explain everything because it's a boatload of stuff.
Yeah. Well, you've done a great job. I think you've done a great job explaining that. What are what are you and Anthony most excited about for the future being a part of Joe Homebuyer?
Absolutely. So him being full-time in real estate, that will be awesome for him, because again, he's always had like a 9-to-5, and then just really being able to help people, because, you know, a lot of wholesale deals, not all of them, but a majority of them are distressed sellers, and they really need a solution that's not an on-market solution for their home, and how to get out of that situation and move on to a better chapter, whether, you know, it's a personal issue or issue with the house. Just, I really enjoy talking to all the people and helping them and figuring out a best situation for them and being able to like take a load off their shoulders. So growing that, helping more people, and just like simplifying, and so I can, you know, be pickier with my flips that I choose to flip. And, you know, if I have the options at my fingertips, right, where, you know, if I don't want to handle and tackle a rehab, and, you know, I can do a rehab and be in and out really quickly, opposed to taking double the amount of time, stuff like that. So it's really great to be able to be choosy with what I flip and be able to move through things faster, and, you know, just have dual businesses functioning together, but separately at the same time.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we're very honored and excited to have you be a part of the Joe Homebuyer franchise. You're a remarkable businesswoman, and you've obviously accomplished great things already with your flips, and you have been very helpful for the other franchisees joining, and we're honored to have you be a part of what we're doing and excited to see what you do in the next few months and years as the time goes on. So you and Anthony are very welcome to be a part of our franchise. We're very excited about what you guys are doing and accomplishing as well. So thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to share your story with us here today. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. And it's literally an honor to be a part of the Joe community. And I look forward to see what we will be doing in the future.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Disclaimer: as with any business, your results may vary and will be based on your individual capacity, business experience, expertise, and level of desire. There are no guarantees concerning the level of success you may experience in this or any franchise. Each individual's success depends on his or her own background, dedication, desire, and motivation. The information presented in this podcast episode that you just listened to is intended to be for your educational and informational purposes only. We are not presenting you with a business opportunity. We are not making any claims as to income that you may earn. Before embarking on any endeavor, please use caution and seek the advice of your own personal professional advisors, including your attorney and accountant. Where income figures are mentioned, if any, those income figures are anecdotal information passed on to us concerning the results achieved by the individual sharing the information. We have performed no independent verification of the statements made by those individuals. Please do not assume that you will make those same income figures. Success in any endeavor is based upon many factors individual to you. We do not know your educational background, your skills, your prior experience, or the time you can and will devote to the endeavor. Please perform your own due diligence before embarking on any course of action. Remember, there are risks in any endeavor that are not suitable for everyone. Please understand that past performance cannot be an indication of possible future results. Any and all forward-looking statements that are presented by franchisees in these podcast episodes are intended to express their opinion of earnings potential. Again, please perform your own due diligence before embarking on any course of action. Follow the advice of your personal qualified advisors. Thank you again for taking the time to listen to this podcast episode, and we hope you've enjoyed this conversation.